Kansas is a relatively inexpensive place to live, but in much of the state, a full-time job paying minimum wage still isn't enough to afford the rent on a one-bedroom or studio apartment. Even in cities where the rent is pretty cheap, local officials worry about fire traps and out-of-service utilities. But in 2016, Kansas lawmakers restricted how much local governments could regulate rental housing. Madeline Fox of the Kansas News Service reports on how that freed landlords from significant oversight.
Looks like I got myself into a... I gotta turn around.
I'm riding through Hutchinson, Kansas with Steve Deckant. Steve wears a lot of hats.
Just finished my year term as mayor in January. I'm a landlord, have been for the last 25 years.
Hutchinson has been grappling for years with how to make sure there's enough housing for its residents. And after a run of house fires, the city also wanted to make sure that housing was safe. In 2015, Hutchinson thought it had cracked part of the puzzle with an ordinance for rental properties.
It required registration by all rental property owners to register their property and required inspections to occur.
But only a few months into a three-year plan to inspect every rental property, the state legislature rolled out a new law. It said tenants had to give their permission for inspections, or the city had to get a warrant.
That pretty much cut us off at the knees.
Deckant and the city worry that tenants won't sign off on inspections out of fear their landlords will retaliate, or that their rentals will be condemned, leaving them scrambling for some other housing they can afford. Trent Maxwell of the City Planning Department says before the rental inspection program, the city got calls about terrible conditions that tenants had put up with for months out of fear they'd lose their housing.
That was kind of the nice thing about the program. It gave kind of a neutral way for the unit to be inspected, and the tenant was not going to be at fault.
Hutchinson is still inspecting all of its rental properties from the outside. But when they can get inside, there's a lot more they can check.
We look at the water heaters, we look at the furnaces, electrical panels.
On the one
hand,
keeping inspectors out of a rental property unless they have a warrant or the tenant's permission makes sense if you're a fan of small government and a tenant's right to privacy. But on the other hand, the state barring local governments from making housing rules, that takes away from a cherished idea of home rule, where cities in Kansas get to decide what laws make the most sense for their area.
I worry that if you leave it to the state level, the diversity of the state's housing situation and then politics at the state level might mean that you don't have anybody encouraging affordable housing.
Andrea Boyack is a law professor at Washburn University. The law's restrictions on inspections make sense to her. But the law also keeps cities from using rent control and what's often called inclusionary zoning, demanding that a portion of a new housing project save space for low-income renters.
In our industry, we refer to it basically as price controls, which is what it really is.
Luke Bell testified for the Kansas Association of Realtors in favor of the 2016 law. He says if you require that, say, 30% of apartments in a new complex are rented below market value,
that developer or that apartment complex owner, they're going to have to make that up somewhere. So really all it does is it raises the cost of housing for the other 70%.
There's mixed evidence in favor of inclusionary zoning. In some places, it helps. In others, it's neutral or bad for housing affordability because it can kill the profit motive to build something, anything new. Without even the option of requiring price controls, though, Kansas communities often look elsewhere to fix housing problems, like nonprofits. Interfaith Housing Action works in three counties, including Reno, where Hutchinson is located, to provide affordable housing. Clint Nelson, its director of housing development, says Interfaith rents out properties at around 30% of a client's income.
We absolutely pride ourselves in quality of our properties, as well as renting below market value.
But he says the nonprofit can't meet all the needs in Hutchinson. It gets more applicants than it has homes. Andrea Boyack, the law professor, says there's good reason to be skeptical of inclusionary zoning policies and how they might affect rental prices more broadly and over time. But she says putting authority for inclusionary zoning with the state instead of cities is a one-size-fits-all solution in cities that might have very different housing concerns.
It's good to have more tools rather than less to deal with whatever problems come up.
Hutchinson officials are trying to work out what to do with their inspection plan. They'll keep it going through the end of this year, though they're only able to inspect exteriors. And then they'll try to fill in the city's housing gaps with the policy tools they do have left. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox in Hutchinson.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.